I do want to minister this morning for just a few minutes, and God has given me a message specifically for our youth, but guess what? It will apply to our adults as well. And as a teenager, I was very fortunate to be part of a very active youth group. The church I attended, there was about 75 people, and probably about 50 of them were young people. The youth were so active that it was probably 6 to 8 months that I had been there before I even knew we had a youth director. We did it all together. We did the activities and did everything. And when somebody said, well, we need to ask the youth director one night, I said, we've got one of those. It was amazing to see how the youth stepped up. And that's what I want to encourage our youth today to do, is step up. God has a leadership position for you, and we're going to be talking about that here more in just a minute. But God wants our youth to be very involved in our churches. And we try to do that here at Center Point. I think we do a decent job, but we definitely want to have an even a stronger youth group and stronger individual Christians within there. Now, I know the impact that a strong youth group can have on the whole church, and I'm going to share with you just briefly what the youth can do to make a strong impact on our church, and then I'm going to get to the main point of my message. But for the youth to have a strong impact, they have to grow in grace and knowledge. Now, there's a verse here. I may come back and preach on this in a couple of weeks, but I want to read this. This is over in 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter says, you therefore, beloved, seeing that you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked. In other words, he's saying, don't follow the sinful heathens out there. Make sure that you stay steady. In fact, he says, don't fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. So Peter here is saying, we don't want you to fall away. We want you to stay steadfast. In fact, we want you to be growing in grace and knowledge. Now that word grace, I really like that. That word grace means special favor with God. Oh, why wouldn't we want to grow in grace? I tell you, the more I understand that word, the more I definitely want to be in grace with God. And we know how to desire things. As teenagers, I remember that I was on a life support system as a teenager called the refrigerator. I had to have the refrigerator. Well, we need to have that same hunger and that same thirst within us. The Bible says, blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. We need to be hungry as teenagers and again as adults for God's grace, for the special favor of God, and to build that relationship with God. So we need to desire that. And that word knowledge simply means getting to know or to understand Jesus and then to start digging into the deeper things of God. Now, here's something I want to share with you. You know, to grow in knowledge is so simple. It's really simple. It's really, well, I'm even going to say it's easy. If you spend 15 minutes a day in the Word of God, you'll be amazed at how much you grow. Now, listen to what 15 minutes a day will do. And I'm talking about just 15 minutes. Anything above that would be what we call icing on the cake. But if you spend 15 minutes a day in the Word, that is 1 hour and 45 minutes a week. If you do that for the whole year, that is 5,460 minutes in a year. That breaks down to 91 hours of Bible study a year. If you'll just spend 15 minutes a day. Folks, it adds up, doesn't it? 15 little minutes. And I know we all waste more than 15 minutes a day doing all sorts of crazy things. But can you imagine how much you could grow and would grow if you spend 15 minutes a day in the Word? And that's something that anybody can do. That's what I'm saying. It is so simple and so easy. Now, what I want to focus on for just a few minutes, and we're going to keep this real brief today. And again, I'm speaking to our youth, but I'm speaking literally to all of us, is every one of us has something special to offer to God. I was talking to a friend of mine, a high school buddy that I haven't seen in numerous years, and God's got us reconnected. And I was talking to him the other day, and he said, I am so unworthy, I don't see what God could ever do with me. Well, needless to say, we took some time and I lined his wheels, okay? I told him before we got into that conversation, I said, these words are going to be harsh, so get ready. But folks, we need to understand, we do have something to offer God. Over in 1 Timothy, this is the words that Paul spoke to Timothy, and it's true to us today. And Timothy, we need to remember, was a young man. He was a young man pastoring a church. And Paul said to him, let no man despise thy youth. In other words, he's saying, don't let anybody look down on you. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Now, a lot of times we want to kind of tell our youth, you need to take your place. Well, folks, their place is the future of our church. And I love seeing those kids up here like we did this morning. And I want to see our youth get more involved. I remember when I was growing up, I've shared this with you before, at age 15, they had me as the training union director of our church. And that's kind of like the Sunday school superintendent, only it was in the night service. That was where I got a lot of my training. And those of you that are Sunday school teachers, if you have anyone in your class you think would like to teach once in a while, let them teach. We need to be teaching them and training them how to take over the leadership. But Paul said, don't let anybody look down on you or despise you because you are young. And then he goes on and says, but be an example of not just the young people, but of all of the believers. So here Paul is telling Timothy, yes, you're young. Yes, you have a lot to offer. In fact, you can be an example to the entire church, Timothy. Not just to the youth group. And we have youth that can do that same thing. He goes on to say, to be an example in word. In other words, in the things that we say, in conversation, in the way that we live, in love, and in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Folks, we need young people that will stand up today and be an example in all of those areas. In what we say, and in the way we live, and in the way we love, and in the way we worship, if you want to call that the in spirit, because we're supposed to worship in spirit, and in our faith toward God, and in our purity, in every area of our life. Paul is basically saying, prove to them that you have something to offer. Don't let them despise you. Stand up and be who God has created you to be. We've got a very special friend. His name is Derek Gregg. Him and his mom and dad have been down here at Center Point several times. And growing up, I was amazed to watch this young man in the church. He was committed to growing in the Lord. He was committed to using his talents and his skills for God. Was he perfect? No, he was a kid. You know, we were around him a lot, and we knew he had faults. Was he growing? Oh, he was absolutely growing. Was he an example to the believers? You bet he was. Did he have a lot of fear? He had a tremendous amount of fear. He used to, when he started playing the guitar, he would literally stand on the stage, and I thought he was strumming the guitar, but literally he was just shaking so hard he was playing the strings. He was so nervous, he would just stand there and sweat and shake all over, but he kept getting up there, and he kept getting up there, and he kept getting up there. And it was amazing how God helped him to grow. But he did it because he was determined that he was going to use his talent and his skills and his abilities for God. Was it easy? Absolutely not. But today, he is now one of the leaders over the youth group. He's now, 21, 22, I guess, somewhere in that area, and helping in the leadership position of a youth group of a fairly large church of about 600 people. But he would never have reached that spot if he hadn't kept going and kept growing in spite of his fear. We do have a lot of things, as I say, our youth do have a lot of things to offer to God. Like I said, we as adults do too. We can learn from this scripture from Paul. We need to not let anybody despise us. A lot of times we despise ourselves. We say, well, I don't have anything to offer. Yes, you do. Every one of us has different gifts and talents and abilities that God has given us, and God expects you to use them. Now, as I was thinking about this message, I got to thinking about our church. And no, we're not the perfect church. You won't find a perfect church. And if you do find it, don't join it. You'll ruin it, okay? Because there's not a perfect church anywhere. There's not perfect people. We're dealing with people. But we have a lot of things here at Centerpoint for our youth to help them to become all that God wants them to become. We have a good Sunday school department, a good Sunday school program in it, and we're working on that, making it even better. We have the CTS program, the program like Brother Tim was talking about, where our youth do everything from Bible memorization to Bible sword drill to photography to painting to drama to singing, all sorts of things. Do it here at the local church, at the district, at the state, and at the national level. And that is a wonderful program. We have that. We have our youth night for the youth. That's coming up tonight. And I encourage you to come support our youth and watch them use their talents. They are doing a tremendous job, and I appreciate that. We also have a great VBS, and I think this last year was one of the best that we probably ever had. And I'm expecting it to be even better this next year. We have our Wednesday night youth service, and of course we're working on improving that all the time. But that's where our kids are really starting to grow. And just the last couple months, I've seen tremendous growth in our youth from that. We also have the youth camp. And I praise the Lord that this church pays for its youth to go to youth camp. That is so important. Their lives are changed. When you take away their cell phones and their TVs and their computers and all of their outside influences, and you get them focused on God for 5 days, God can work on them. God can deal with them. In fact, I look forward to going to youth camp because we don't have those things as adults up there either. And it's a time to really focus on the Lord. So we've got a lot of great things here for our youth. And this church supports and promotes its youth. And I'm encouraging our young people to step up and take on the leadership, not only in the youth group, but in the church, and be what God wants you to be. You can increase in your Bible knowledge. You can improve your talents. You can be an example to others. You can overcome your fears. And you can do some of the most amazing things because God has called you to do amazing things. You know, Timothy wasn't supposed to be the exception. He was supposed to be the rule. Daniel was not supposed to be the exception. Daniel was supposed to be the rule. It's amazing to me in our day and time when a youth does step up, we go, what an exceptional young person. And I understand what we're saying, but folks, that ought to be the rule. All of our youth should step up to do what God has called them to do. And yes, I understand all of the adults should step up too. So maybe we as adults need to set a better example for our youth in following God's leading and God's guidance. But our youth do have a lot to offer God. And I praise the Lord that this church does not despise them, but in fact does encourage our youth. And does things like the youth night, like getting our kids to sing for the Money March and all those different things. And we need to keep supporting them. And one of the best things that we can do for them is, well, actually two things. Number one, get involved in their lives. Whether it's a Sunday school teacher, whether it's a mentor, whether it's going to work at camp, whatever it is, get involved in helping our youth to grow. And number two, pray for them. I tell you what, our kids face things at school today that I cannot even fathom. They face things that didn't even exist when I was a kid. And I know you're saying that was a way back there, and yeah, it was way back there now. But folks, our kids have stuff to face that we never even dreamed about. All the junk that's on the computers, we didn't even have computers when I was a kid. All the distractions, all the texting, all that stuff really takes their focus off of what God wants them to do. But our youth have a lot to offer God, and I'm praying that they'll step up to the challenge and do what God has called them to do. I'm going to do things a little different this morning. I'm going to ask Diana if she would to come to the piano. I just want her to play something softly. Amazing Grace or whatever you want to choose, Diana. But I want us to do two things this morning. First of all, we're going to pray for our youth. And then I'm going to open up the altar. And if anyone has a need on their heart, we will encourage you to bring that need before the Lord. But would you stand with me as we go to the Lord in prayer? Father, we come before you and we are so thankful and so grateful for all of the youth that you have entrusted to our church. And Father, I pray that you'd help us to see the great responsibility that we have and also yet the great opportunity that we have to minister to these young people. Father, I pray that you would raise up in our church pastors and missionaries and Sunday school teachers and devoted laymen and people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and to work for you. And God, I pray that even at a very young age that you would help our youth to see that they definitely have something to offer to you. And Father, that they should not let anybody else despise them, but they ought to be an example to the believers in every area of our lives. I pray that you would give them the commitment and the determination to live for you at school, and that they would just share your love with all of their classmates. And Father, that they would be a witness for you and that they could see some of their classmates won to Jesus Christ because of their life and because of their testimony. And I pray that you would be with us as a church. Show us, Father, how we can help minister to them better, how we can support them better, and how we can help them develop in your word and in your knowledge even better than we are right now. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.